In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, was there a worse question that the disciples might have asked Jesus than the one we just heard as Deacon Sherma read that gospel? That question, "Oh Jesus, don't you even care that we might die in this storm?" Well, I know that most of us here, and probably many of you who are watching this evening on Facebook and YouTube, have at one time or another looked up to the sky, up to the heavens, and said, "Oh God, why me? Why me? Don't you care, God? Don't you care what I'm going through right now?" Storms can erupt in our life without any warning. We've certainly experienced that a lot this summer with the ferocious thunder and lightning that we've experienced in these downpours that have come. I don't know if I will ever listen to this gospel story about that storm that raged on the sea where Jesus and the disciples were in a boat heading for the other side. I'll never listen to that story without thinking about the day when Pope Francis walked in to the dark, dark, empty, rain-slicked St. Peter's Square to pray as the coronavirus was peaking just days before Easter in 2020. The Holy Father went out there to offer an extraordinary blessing for the world that was suffering dreadfully from the rapid movement of the virus. Pope Francis likened all of us, all around the world, to those disciples that are written about in this gospel, who were caught off guard by that unexpected and turbulent storm there on the sea. The storm he was speaking about went by the name COVID-19. Jesus' response to those scared disciples was this: "Why are you afraid? I'm here for you. Have you no faith?" The Holy Father gave that blessing to the world as the world watched. He said, "Faith begins, all of you out there." He said, "Faith begins when we realize that we're in need of someone greater than ourselves to save us from what is happening." We're all scared of something. I don't particularly like lightning and the thunder crashes that follow it. All of us are afraid of cancer. We're afraid of COVID-19 and now the new thing, the Delta virus. We're afraid of what tomorrow might do to our investments. After the past year and a half we've all been through, I better understand those disciples actually asking Jesus, "Aren't you concerned that we're afraid of what's happening right now to us?" Many of us have been concerned and confused and worried about our own well-being these past now 16, going on 17 months. Concerned about our own well-being and the well-being of our children and our children's children and our friends. Yet the scripture reminds us that when we're gripped with fear and anxiety over things that are happening to us and around us, The only thing that can get us on is faith in Almighty God. Of course, faith will not automatically cure our cancer or calm our worries. But faith in the love and mercy of God will give us some hope for better days to come ahead. Why can that happen, you might ask? Well, faith for us as Christians is firmly rooted. This is why it can happen for us. This is why faith can calm our anxieties. Because faith for Christians is rooted firmly in a secure relationship with the person whose name is Jesus. Yes, Jesus. The disciples were developing that kind of faith, that kind of relationship with Jesus, even though for a moment in the storm, they succumbed to unbelief. But Jesus had already told them that they would get to their destination on the other side of the Galilee. They weren't listening. When he told them, I'm not promising you that the waters will be still every hour out here. And the same is true for us. We've already been given the promise that we will get to the other side one day. By God's grace and God's mercy, we will get there. Oh, we will meet problems along the way, but we will get there. And just as Jesus was in the boat with those disciples, he will be with us. So when the storms of life come over you, don't ask, oh God, why me? Don't you care about what's happening in my life? Trust Jesus to be there for you, to calm you down. Trust Jesus to help you know that he's near. And pray for Jesus to help you know and feel his caring for you. And although we're not guaranteed a perfect life on this side of heaven, faith in God does help us to face with hope all that life may bring us. Fear tells us to expect the worst. Faith tells us that God is in control. God is in control. Through every storm and every illness that may come, Jesus does not leave us to face the storm alone. He is with us just as he was with those disciples in that boat on the sea that afternoon.